The recording is now started. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Could Marika or somebody do a nice little roll call for us, please?
I'll do it for you, McKinney. On the call, we have got Mike Nylon, Jen Sladell, Barbara Steele, Kevin Erdman, Barry Cobb, Michael Collins, Paul Diaz, Mike O'Connor, Robert Mountain, Matt Serlin, and Chris Chapler. And for staff, we have Marika Koenig, and I am here, Glenda Saint-Jury, and Gisela Gruber-White is on the call too. She is on mute. Thank you.
And we have apologies from Matt Mansell.
Yes.
Thanks, Michele. Over to you.
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're all alive. And thanks to those of you who've been playing email ping pong on the list. I appreciate it's good. Let's keep that up. I put something on the list in the last half hour or so in relation to issue D, which was the thing I was meant to be doing but didn't get around to doing it until today. So that's there now. So we're looking at the initial report at the moment. And you've been going backwards and forwards with some of the stuff related to various little points along the way. Are there any particular matters that people wanted to raise for discussion?
This is Mikey. I have a question about the background noise. What is that, a jar being opened? Or?
I'm not sure. We could run a competition to guess what the background noise is, and the winner will guess something.
But it sounds delicious.
You're just hungry, Mikey. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I have a question in relation to the ETRP, as there were quite a number of email exchanges, and I'm not clear on whether that was discussion on elements that are in there or whether further updates are required to the latest version that Paul circulated to the list on Friday, and that's now incorporated in this draft that's up on the screen. So would like some feedback. I think especially Michael and Kevin were some of the people that were commenting if they see further edits required or any elements that need to be highlighted for further discussion, maybe in the summary of the report to call it out to the community that those are issues that need feedback. So we're just hoping to get some input on that.
Okay, so those of you who've been playing email ping pong on this, I'm going to start picking. Oh well, perfect. I was about to pick you, Paul. Go ahead.
Beat you to it, Michele. The only thing for me, I don't think folks will probably have any issue with the tweaks that I made. Just trying to clarify which particular registrar, and I think it's pretty clear. The one question I do have, it's really directed at Barbara, but basically anybody in the group. I wasn't sure in the ETRP when we talk about our expectations of what the registry operators will do, if that accurately captures what Barbara called for or asked for, and a call a little ways back, in particular about fees that may or may not be assessed. I mean, it looks okay, but Barbara, I would just ask, please, that you're comfortable with that and make sure that we haven't mischaracterized what you're looking for.
I've been away from it. I'm sorry. Should I be recognized? I actually have been away from this for a little bit, so I'll just need to read back through it, and I can confirm that to you as soon as possible.
Okay, Barbara, as chair, I would humbly and politely ask you if you could try and come back on that within the next few days on the list, because we're trying to kind of move forward, just get some of this stuff out of the way so that meet those deadlines. And here I go with the background noise again, my ear. Michael and who else was talking about? Michael Collins, do you have anything you wanted to add about that policy, that process, rather?
Well, I think all my I think all my comments on by email were sufficient. If anyone has any questions about my comments, I'm happy to try and provide further comments.
Okay. So, okay, then, so that we can, what are you suggesting, Marika, that we do here exactly?
No, I mean, my suggestion would be that everyone indeed reviews the report and make sure that, you know, we've captured everything that has been discussed, also the exchanges on the email list, and that, you know, people put to the mailing list if they have any suggestions for changes to the language. I mean, there's still two, if you look at the annex, there are, I think, still two elements that are highlighted there that basically say that if you look at 2.5, where we have says like this section should be expanded to demonstrate why existing methods are deficient. I mean, that's something we can just leave in and do that for the second round. There's also still a comment there from Paul in relation to the 60-day period. I don't know if that needs further clarification as well, or if that's just a question that we would like to include there for the community to comment on. There's also in 4.2 still a yellow highlighted section which says we should require a 60-day lock in order to allow time for the ETRP to be contested. Although I think we did capture that somewhere else, but maybe I'm wrong. So if people can just focus on that and provide their input on what should go into the final version of the initial report, that would be great.
Okay. Right, so issue A, people just go over it, just make sure there's nothing that has been left out. So if you could try to do that within the next couple of days, it would be helpful. Issue B, draft language as initial report for review following last week's discussion, including draft recommendation provided by James. Does anybody have any issues with what has been put in there under issue B? Have you all had a chance to read over the latest version of the document? Why is my mouse not working?
Because this is Marika. If we can, you know, maybe put in, following this call, have a deadline posted on the mailing list by, you know, I can incorporate your recommendation that you sent to the list, and then maybe give, you know, people a week's time to review and provide edits, so that maybe on next week's call, we can maybe sign off on it, because I think we're getting close, and you know, we have identified draft recommendations or options for all the issues. So I think unless people see that there's still, you know, big gaps, I think we're looking at just, you know, reviewing the report and see if there are any edits or issues that are missing, so we can capture those and you know, maybe try to finalize it on next week's call.
That would be ideal. How about we make Friday the cutoff, so that just allows, you know, that, because I mean, if the meeting's on Tuesday, if there's a draft issued on the Monday with incorporating whatever edits there are, or early on the Tuesday, I mean, I'll do it otherwise, I don't think there's enough time, really, is there? Where do you go?
No, I mean, I can definitely get out an updated version, you know, with your language included, and if I don't know when Barbara can respond, but you know, if anything comes out later today, I can get a new version posted tomorrow with the deadline for Friday. I mean, I'm happy if people feel that they would want to look at it over the weekend. I'm happy to put it as well, you know, the deadline on Sunday evening, if that helps and gives people additional time, so I can get a, you know, final version out on Monday for, you know, hopefully final discussion on Tuesday by the group. And then if there are any further edits, people can still have a couple of more days. And I think at that point, we probably should just limit it to, you know, grammar edits, no major changes before we publish the report.
Okay. Chris, and then Mikey.
Hi there, Chris speaking. Yes, yeah, Sunday evening sounds better. Marika, it's just a housekeeping report for those naughty members of the team like me who keep printing off copies to take away with us. If you could put the date into the box at the top, what do you call it? The top note.
Header.
Header, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. It would be helpful. Thanks.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mikey?
Thanks, Michele. This is Mikey. I think part of the reason that it's so calm today on this phone call is that this is a darn fine start, and that what we've got is the perfect initial report to take back to the community, get feedback, talk to people, and dig in after Brussels and refine it down to a final report. So I wouldn't be dismayed or distressed that it's pretty quiet today, because I think we've got a pretty good piece of work in front of us here.
Okay. Any other comments or thoughts? Mikey's... Oh, okay. You removed it. All right, then. So, right, Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just more a follow-up, like, after we've... You know, we've done the work on the report, and you know, we can publish it and send it out there. Just to maybe briefly talk about then the Brussels meeting, where we'll have then an information and consultation session, and as we discussed before, the idea would be then to open a public comment period following the Brussels meeting. So maybe once we get closer to the Brussels meeting, we can, you know, schedule another meeting and maybe talk with the group on how we would like to organize that meeting, you know, who will be presenting, if there's a way we can actually facilitate discussion by maybe pulling out some specific questions, or that might be something that, you know, people can think about then in the coming weeks, and then when we, you know, lead up to the Brussels meeting, have a discussion on that, so we can put a good meeting together, basically.
What have we scheduled, or do you think we're going to have scheduled in Brussels?
I actually submitted the request form today, and I've proposed Wednesday afternoon, I think from 4 to 5:30. This is also still tentative, and at this point, I don't have any view what meetings will be scheduled opposite it, so that's something we will need to review as well, if there are any major other meetings. At this point, it doesn't look like it, but other people are still submitting their forms as well, so we'll need to discuss as well, and I can send it on the mailing list once I have a clearer idea of if that time will work, and then once the draft schedule is out, people can comment as well if they think it will work. But just to note as well, I mean, there will be very limited time availability because with many things going on, many big meetings as well. So the idea would be to have an hour and a half information consultation kind of session, and, you know, I was thinking along the lines of having first a presentation by the working group of the report and the main recommendations, and maybe in a way of trying to tease out some of the questions that we're specifically interested in getting community input on, and putting those then out to the community and having a community discussion on some of those items.
Okay. So anyway, no breakfast meetings anyway, that's the main thing.
Not for now, but you never know.
Yeah, well, it's okay, just those of you who are on this call, how many of you plan to attend Brussels? James, Matt, I presume you're there. Matt Serlin, I mean. Mikey, you're going. Barry is... Mr. Mountain, are you going?
I am.
Chris?
Yes, I am.
Barbara, you're not going? Or you don't know?
At this point, I'm not planning to attend in person, but I may be able to attend remotely.
In spirit?
You'll have a call-in number.
Okay. So most of you will be attending. Well, Paul Diaz as well. So most of you will be in attendance anyway, which would be good. And yes, of course, volcanoes allowing. I think they've changed a lot of some of the air routes around Europe to kind of route around that bloody volcano. Okay. Well, anyway, we can all see how that plans out. So, when will you know, Marika, about the time slots?
Everyone is supposed to have submitted their forms, I think, by this Thursday. And I'm looking at Glenn. When do you think they'll have a draft schedule out? I think the idea was to have 31st of May a schedule published. So normally before that time, you know, we'll be contacted with. Yeah, normally they'll come back to us if they see any major conflict, so we can try to switch around. But normally by the 31st, it should be all confirmed, I think.
Okay.
But again, this is all...
conjecture.
guessing. Okay. So, but yeah, that's the plan. So as I said, as soon as I get, you know, further insight or some more a firm time, I'll put that out to the list. But again, you know, the challenge will be as well to see what is going to be scheduled opposite it, because yeah, I don't think it makes sense to have a meeting if we know that no one's going to attend because some big new GDLD session is taking place at the same time. So we'll do our best to try to avoid that.
Okay, perfect. Are there any issues anybody wants to raise at present related to the draft report? Because I think in some respects we're just waiting on a bit of feedback from a couple of people and also just allow people to read over the most current version, I think. Or am I missing something? Would that be a correct assessment, Marika?
I think that's correct. Something that remains for me to do as well is to finalize the executive summary, but that basically is normally just, you know, recapturing what's already in the other part. So that shouldn't be too controversial. So, but I'll try to get that done as well shortly.
Okay. So is there anything else we need to address in this meeting? God, you're all very quiet. Okay, if there's nothing else that we need to address in this meeting, then I think we should adjourn. And just let's take the time to review over the draft report that we have, and please get things back in by Sunday evening. Which time zone was that in, Marika, though? Was that Europe or America?
Any time zone, end of day, any time zone, as long as I have it by Monday morning.
Okay, so you have it Monday morning, your time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So let's make it Sunday evening for everyone. That makes it easier.
Okay. Now, it's just I was having a chat with somebody the other day about something, and they said it was going to happen at dawn, but they didn't say where. Does anybody have any other issues they wish to raise at this juncture, or can I adjourn the meeting? Okay, I will take that.
This is a record, I think, by the way.
What, for shortest meeting?
I was going to comment on that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on an ICANN call that's ended 20 minutes in, 40 minutes early. It's great. Yeah.
Well, lack of quorum sometimes, but otherwise it's unprecedented.
Well, there's a lot of you here. Nobody seems to want to say anything. You all seem to be relatively happy. So I'll put it to a vote.
The fine work on the
unless you just want to talk about the beer some more.
Yeah, our volcano. Volcanoes on the chat.
Well, look, anybody who wants to talk about the beer, you can chat with me about beer on Facebook. I'll give you a blow-by-blow account. We can do that asynchronously over the next couple of days. We don't need to do it this minute.
All right, dang it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, okay, without further ado, then I will adjourn the meeting, get everything in by Sunday evening, your time, and we'll all speak next week. Okay?
Quite lovely, McKaylee. Thanks.
Thanks, McKaylee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lots of bye-byes there.